Below are the simple instructions for entering most of your business's monthly revenue and expense transactions into Model Segment 8 at the end of each calendar month of business. It's this easy. Most of the business facts and figures you will require will be included on your business's monthly S-Corporation bank account statement. In addition to the FastBooks Excel-based business model, there may be additional business software functionality that will still be required by a business to handle typical business tactical tasks that fall outside the scope of the unique niche business functionality provided in the FastBooks 2016 business software model. If the business uses some method of software to handle some of their possible current normal tactical business tasks, for example, accounts receivable, billing, appointments, etc., there's no need to change anything. If this tactical workload is being maintained in QuickBooks or similar business software, keep using that software for completing this tactical business task. Under the cash method of accounting, accounts receivable transactions are not recognized. Since revenue is recognized after payment is received, bad debt does not exist. In other words, an uncollectible accounts receivable from a customer is not a taxable business expense if it was never recognized as revenue in a prior business period. Therefore, accounts receivable business transactions do not create any income statement expense transactions under the cash method of accounting. If your business uses QuickBooks or any other similar business software, for example, maintaining a fixed asset register to serve as a source document for calculating monthly depreciation expense. This basic fixed asset functionality feature that is included in most business software calculates monthly depreciation expense and maintains a record of the business's fixed assets. Once again, if this tactical workload is being maintained in QuickBooks or similar business software, keep using that software for this tactical work. Next, use your bank online bill paying software to serve as your business's accounts payable software. This free software will handle your accounts payable requirements with a lot less investment in time and require a lot less steps than processing checks and paying bills than any business software you are currently using now to perform this tedious business tactical task. The purpose of Model Segment 8 within the FastBooks business model structure is to collect the business's monthly revenue and expense transactions. As part of the FastBooks chart of accounts structure, the same tax line item expense classifications and line numbering that is included in the 1120 S Corporation tax return is used for chart of accounts expense classifications. This allows for easy simultaneous classification and recording of expenses and filing annual federal tax returns. The data entered into Model Segment 8 generates four unique presentations of the business income statement, which provides a unique methodology for reviewing monthly financial results. The monthly revenue and expense transactions should be entered in Model Segment 8 in hold dollars. All the revenue and expense accounts included in the chart of accounts are included and are structured in a trial balance revenue minus expense format, for ease of data input. Model Segments 1 to 5 utilizes an activity-based income statement format and presents information, when appropriate, in a rounded dollar format. The activity-based income statement format used in these eight model segments, for its respective tactical or strategic conjunctional model purpose, separates the income statement into four major activity-based categories. This top-level income statement format offers a quicker, clearer, and better focused understanding of the business's financial drivers that are more vital, and have a greater impact on the profitability of service-based businesses, as well as for the identification of unusual items that may require further investigation. The first and second yellow data input cells on line numbers 10 and 11 collect the business's monthly revenue/collections. The total revenue for both service work groups on line 13 is also displayed on line 1C, net receipts or sales on the U.S. tax returns for an S-corporation that is automatically populated and updated with every month of data entered. Bank statements have a section called Deposits to Your Account. Look at the total for check deposits and the total for credit card deposits. Make sure no other deposits other than customer payments have been included in your monthly revenue total that is entered in Model Segment 8. It's a good general practice to have as few non-customer payment deposits as possible in this business bank account. Add these check deposits and credit card deposits, excluding non-customer payments, to any cash payments to calculate the monthly data requirement for business revenues/sales. Your bank statement will have two other sections, checks paid from the account, other debits from the account, including online vendor payments, the monthly revenue and expense business transactions taken from these two standard bank statement segments is the only source document that you will require to populate most of the 30 available expense categories and the two revenue categories in order to fully populate model segment 8 the end of each business calendar month. Use as few expense categories as possible. Using Excel, you can add numbers and include notes in cells for informational related notes. Most transactions on the bank statement will be easy to categorize into one of the 30 available expense categories. Populating model segment 8 using your bank statement makes for a great financial review. Make notes on the bank statement to simplify the process. On your bank statement, write down the financial input expense line number used for each expense transaction. Yellow input cells can be used to add numbers or perform calculations. Any expense category, like travel and entertainment, could contain several expense transactions added together. Most transactions are easy to logically categorize. For instance, if you are running payroll twice per month, you'd have two payroll expense and payroll tax transactions in the bank statement. Remember to only include payroll, payroll tax expense, and vendor or business expense transactions in its respective expense account classifications when entering the monthly business expenses at the end of each calendar month. There will likely be other transactions that are not tax-related expenses, such as a monthly loan payment related to the purchase of the business. Only the interest portion of the payment is a tax-related expense. A transaction for a credit card payment can require a closer look. Some credit card companies group transactions into generic expense categories that can be used to enter as the monthly total for its respective expense classification. The most used transactions on the business card are most likely travel, entertainment, or auto. Other than payments for business-related transactions, it is good practice to use as few transactions as possible to flow through this business bank account. After you have reviewed all transactions in this section of the bank statement, each transaction line on your bank statement should have either the expense account chart of account number line or a brief note about the nature of the transaction. Next, add all transactions that have chart of account expense account numbers. The total should match the total expense reflected on line number 83 in model segment 8. If both numbers agree, most of the monthly business expenses have been successfully recorded into model segment 8. The few business tax deductible monthly expenses that do not flow through the business's monthly bank statement, a few good examples would be depreciation or amortization expense, monthly interest expense related to a business loan should all have a source document. The information from this source document should be used to record its respective monthly business expense in model segment 8 in order to complete the process of entering the business's revenue and expense transactions at the end of each calendar month. A good way to confirm the work is to add the transactions in both bank statement sections that have no expense notes. The last step is to add both transaction totals to ensure they agree with the combined totals of both bank statement segments. On the bank statement, note the total of both sets of transactions for a grand total and do the same for both bank statement segment subtotals that included all debit transactions. Performing this additional audit step assures that all transactions have been taken into consideration. When selecting expense categories for each debt transaction, most tax-related expense categories have the same impact in the total tax calculation. In other words, rent expense is no different than utilities expense for calculating taxable income. Incorrectly assigning a debt transaction to the wrong expense category is not a big deal. However, be as consistent as possible each month so expense items are correctly and consistently classified in model segment 8. Using this simpler methodology to populate the FastBooks 2105 Excel-based model replaces the need to generate conventional financial statements.